You're listening to the Cornerstone Word of Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this teaching from Pastor Mark. For more information on our church, please visit cwol.org.
I need everybody, no, I'm serious. I need everybody in the room to promise me you're going to pay attention, that you're going to receive it, even if you've heard it 100 times, and you're going to apply it right now. Because right now, we're living in a time that is very interesting. And lots of crazy stuff seems to be going on. And if you could, or if you didn't know any better, some of you might let fear start gripping you. Because where do I go? Can I go to the mall? Can I go to the post office? Can I go to work? Can I send my kids to school without fear? Can I drive under an overpass without someone throwing something at me? I know that's sobering, but I need you to pay attention, because we don't have to live like the rest of the world. Somebody lives on the inside of you that can tell you. Yes, the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are what? But you've got to have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. One of the things, the greatest thing that happened for me when I came back to the Lord and got filled with the Holy Ghost and started hearing the Word is because I used to live in fear. I was always afraid nobody liked me. I was always afraid I would never belong. I was always afraid I would not succeed. I really was always afraid for my life. I was very just lived in a fear. And so I've been redeemed from that. I've been delivered from that. But one of the things that delivered me, and I still have to deal with it, there are things that come up in my life that the Holy Ghost has helped me. And I'm going to talk to you today about being led by the Spirit of God. I'm going to talk to you about a subject that I teach on quite regularly. And if you've been around here any length of time, you've heard that. That's why I'm saying to you, don't turn me off today, because you can quote every scripture I'm about to give you. Don't turn me off today if, you know what, I believe God's got me. Yes, God's got you, but he's got you. In other words, he's going to take care of you by the unction and the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And so everybody in this room, if you and I will purpose in our heart to be sharp in spirit, then we don't have to live in fear. We can go wherever we want to go, because we know on the way, if there's something up, the Holy Ghost will say something. As we're sending our children places, we know everything's going to be all right, or the Holy Ghost would say something. I'm going to give you some life examples today, but what I need you, because this, why don't people study this subject more? Number one is because a lot of times, if you grew up religiously, or just really, you weren't taught this. I know most people who love Jesus, who are going to heaven when they die, they believe that it's just all up to God. And there's nothing that we as the human beings or as the born again ones have to do. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. You have to be in faith. I mean, you could just take everything like that. If God's just got it, then there's no reason to pray. And if God's just got it, there's really no reason to assemble. If it's just all on his end, and how many of you know that's just not true? And I've taught you about making decisions and how to make godly decisions. But I think there's reasons why people don't understand or really dig into this subject. And really all I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you a Bible lesson. Is that all right on Sunday morning if I just give you a Bible lesson? Amen. So we'll just even kind of pretend we're in Sunday school, although don't raise your hand and don't talk back to me. All right. So no, I want you to be in there like preaching. But anyway. All right. A lot of times that people don't really get in here is because we already think we know the answer. You've already, the reason that people aren't led, the reason that people, even bad things happen to good people, or the reason that things go on in people's lives that people can't explain, say, well, I thought you served a good God. I mean, no, we do serve a good God. And that good God is trying to talk to people. good people. And good people need to understand how to follow the Holy Ghost. So, well, number one reason that people don't listen to the Holy Ghost is we think that we already know. I always tell the story of my passport, getting ready to go to the Philippines. The Lord obviously dealing with me, and I didn't pay attention. So a lot of times when you don't pay attention, the Lord will go to an outside source. And he'll try to, you know, you feel like somebody's getting in your business, but that person getting in your business is often trying to help you under leadership of the Holy Ghost. So a lot of times we miss the leadings and the promptings of the Holy Ghost because we think we know better or we think we're right. I'm talking to everybody in this room. You can't live a life where you get just so strong on you think you're right all the time. I already know. I know that. I know what's best. He knows what's best. Remember Pastor Rhonda's revelation? God is smarter than I am. Everybody say it. God is smarter than I am. Y'all believe that? Yes. Amen. Sometimes the reason that we don't follow the leadings of the Holy Ghost is we're circumstance trained. We're circumstance, in other words, we're human beings, and we look around at what's going on, and that's how we make our decisions. That's what we look at what we see. We look at in relationships. We see how people treat us, not yet knowing that on the inside that that's not really who they are. And yet you have unctions and knowings about you need to be careful around this person or that person, and we ignore them because we're circumstance trained. Because we look at things and judge by what we see, what we feel, and what we hear. And that's good if you're just a human being and that's all you got. But you are a child of the Most High God and you have inside information. And just like, remember when Paul got on that boat, he got on that boat because the soldier listened to the captain who understood what it was like to be out on the sea. The captain and the soldier made a decision based on normal operating procedures. But you live in a day where there are no longer just normal operating procedures. You need to know your God, you need to know the unction of the Holy Ghost, and you need to know Him well. Another reason that we don't follow the leadings of the Holy Ghost or really study this is because we're afraid of what people might think about us. We don't want them to think we're crazy. What are you doing making decisions based on a leading, based on an unction? What do you mean you're going to wait an hour to go somewhere just because you have a feeling? We call it a feeling. You tell somebody that and they're like, woohoo, cuckoo. But that cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs has saved my life. And it's not cuckoo. It's the Holy Ghost. But we're afraid. We don't want to say we know that we know the leadings of the Holy Ghost because we're circumstance trained, because we're concerned about what other people think about us. I remember I tell a story and when Destiny was a little girl and she was in elementary school, one day I woke up and, you know, Pastor Ron is always the one that got up with her, took her to school and all that kind of stuff. And so, but it was a day, just a normal day, and I kept getting this knowing that in PE class she was going to break her arm. And so she's in public school. So, you know, what do? The local pastor calls up and says, I'm checking my daughter out, or don't let her participate in PE today because she's going to break her arm. How do you know that? The Holy Ghost told me. How many of you know that's kind of hard to explain? And how many of you know we don't lie? She didn't have a doctor's appointment. She's my child. I can just check her out. But, you know, they're going to ask a reason. And so I don't remember but I kept messing with it because it started early. And then I told Rhonda about it. She's like, well, do something about it. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to say? And so I don't know. We figured out something. I finally figured out it's my daughter. I'm going to check her out. And so I think that's really what happened. It's my daughter. I'm going to check her out. And so I went and got her. And the funny thing is, I don't know if she even remembers this or not. I went and picked her up. She's like, why are you here? I said, well, you know, so you got to, she's little. I said, well, I just had a concern about you going to PE class. And she said, looked at me, and this is the truth, is how it happened. She said, Daddy, I was afraid to go because I thought I was going to break my arm. See, even you train your children, which what we do, we train them to know God. They know things too. But, you know, what do you do with that? Well, she's like Paul on a ship. She's not in charge. Even parents, listen to me. The things that go on with your children, we have a responsibility to know the voice of God. And so the other reason that people don't get into it is because they've missed it before. Don't lift your hand or your legs or anything, but have you ever missed it? You felt like God said something to you, and it just didn't seem to pan out. Well, you know what? I would say you probably hit it more times than you've missed it, but what does the devil do? He illuminates what you miss. Why? He wants to make you afraid not to step out and obey. And there's sometimes when it has to do with other people, maybe you didn't miss it, they missed it. Now, this is not a blame game. I'm just telling you why people don't, they pull away from this subject that you and I are not going to pull away from, because you and I need to get it. Amen? All right? I mean, and the other reason that people don't really study this a lot is because, especially in our area, with all these brainiacs, it just, you know, it doesn't make sense. I'm talking to all y'all smart people. And you know what? I got a brain too. And God didn't ask you to remove your brain. He asked you to renew your mind. But on the other hand, how your logic can, because a lot of times when the Spirit of God speaks to you, it doesn't make logical sense. It just makes God sense. And God's sense is better than your common sense. And it's better than your smarts. Now that I've set all that up, I just want to remind you, because this was so strong in my heart starting last week, and I just couldn't get away from it no matter how hard I tried. So I feel like I teach this all the time. And it's probably not that I teach it all the time, but Rhonda and I endeavor to live it all the time. We live our faith, we live the Word of God, but we really endeavor to live being led by the Spirit of God. It will spare you, it will help you. Have we ever missed things? Sure, we've missed things. But you know what? If I miss something, what do? I ask the Lord to forgive me, and I move on. Amen. There's been times that he has warned us about situation, or we would feel uneasy about a situation or even a person. And just because we're nice folks, we overrule that, override that. A lot of times the Lord, I'm just going to give you some, a lot of times the Lord will lead me like, I'll just give you this one. Oh my gosh. No, I don't want to give him that one, Lord. No, I don't think it will. I just relate to you how it works with me. You know, guest ministers coming in here, people find out about how awesome you are, and I have them lined up to come in. And they want to minister to you because you're not only great receivers spiritually, you're great givers. And so this one person that I had let minister before, the Lord would not let me have him minister anymore. And I didn't know why, but the Lord wouldn't let me. And even though I know he wanted to, the Lord wouldn't let me. And so after about a year of not letting him, then I figured it out, because I got a really nasty letter that showed me the contents of his heart. But you see, the Lord already knew the contents of his heart. The Lord, over the 25 years, now I don't get up and announce this. How many of you know the Lord... can help you stay out of really bad situations by leading you to say something, to do something, to not do something. He'll help you out. Now, one of the things you don't want, because Pastor Rhonda and I do this all the time when we're dealing with people, is, now, is that the gift of suspicion or the Holy Ghost? Because, I mean, you know, we all have the gift of suspicion. We've got it too. Hallelujah. Everybody's got the gift of suspicion. Especially if you've been messed over a time or two. Right? But the gift of suspicion is not the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so you do have to take the word to it and divide it and discern if you're just suspicious or if it's the Holy Ghost warning. So in this, it takes some faith and some understanding. So that's why I want to teach you this Bible lesson. Number one, I want you to know this. If you go back to Judges chapter number 6, verses 37 through 40, you're going to see an account of Gideon. You remember Gideon? And you remember he put out a fleece. Anybody remember that fleece? Okay, Gideon, so Judges is in which testament? It's the Old Testament. So I've taught you this and again, I'm going to teach you again today. You and I do not get led by outward circumstances, because that is Old Covenant. How many know Gideon? The Spirit of God did not live in him. He had a major decision to make, and God worked with him by, I'm going to put this fleece out, and if it's wet, then I know it's you. Okay, Lord, now dry it out. Get out the vacuum cleaner and dry it out. Send a wind. I don't know how he did it. Put it under the blow dryer. But, you know, now if it's dry, I'll know it's you. Now, you know, if it's wet, I know it's you. So we got all that going back and forth. So yet I've seen people in the church today, what they do is they will ask the Lord to give them something in the natural to know that this is Him. Lord, if that's really my husband, have him say this, have him do that. Girl, if that's what you're doing, you better run, because you should have a witness. Or young man, you know, if that's my wife, have her wear a pretty red dress, or have her put a flower in her hair, or I don't know, have her tell me how cute I am. Well, maybe she thinks your wallet's cute. I don't know. But you better not be judging based on what you see or what you hear. That is not how you're led today. That's not how you make a decision. That's not how you do it. And so everybody in the room, and say it bold and say it loud, say, I will not put out a fleece. Oh, but Pastor Mark, I have put some out, and the Lord has come through. You were lucky. You were lucky. Because there is a God of this world who has influence over the seen realm. And he can mess. You say, well, God did it for him, but he lived in an old covenant. You have something so far greater that can be 100% right all the time, not based on what is seen, not based on what. Now, I've made a few people mad over the years, but with this kind of teaching, because like one person trying to move. And so they sold their house in 3 days, and they were praise God, it is the will of God I move. I said, no, you can't judge by that. Because what if the Lord told you to move and your house has been on the market for a year? Then you're going to say, well, that person shouldn't have moved because their house was on the market for a year. Well, then, Pastor Mark, how am I going to know? Only by the leading of the Holy Ghost. You cannot base a decision on moving or staying based on whether your house sells in a week or not. Well, I use my faith. Okay, that's good. But you before that should have had a knowing on the inside. Well, I'm going to try this, and if my house sells in a month, then I'll know it's God for me to move. No, you just live in a hot market. Well, I'm going to put my house up, and because it didn't sell in a month, then I know that I'm not supposed to move. Well, you might have missed the very open door, the divine appointment that God had for you. You may have to believe and stand. Can you see what people do? And we all have done stuff like this before. What am I telling you this for? Because the Lord told me to. Because you need to know that you make decisions based on the leadings of the Holy Ghost, not by, everybody say it again, say, I will not put out a fleece.
I will not put out a fleece.
Well, then what am I supposed to do? I'm glad you ask. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to, how many of you need an answer on something? Need a direction on something? Right? Well, what do we need to do then? Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so a lot of times when people will say to you, well, I'm trying to make a decision, or I really need to be led, or I'm living in this this intense time in life, and I really, you know, I'm dealing with fear of not wanting to go anywhere. I don't even want to go to the mall. I don't want to go anywhere. But you see, if you can learn to live by the unction on the inside of you, if you can have such confidence in the Spirit of God in you, and that you're led by the Spirit of God. And so even a lot of times when, you know, when we got decisions to make, or we need an answer, we pray, well, Lord, just speak so loud, you know, that I can't, it won't make a mistake. That's fine, but that's not really the right way to pray either, because it is not required of God to give you a prophecy. It is not required of God for you to even be able to interpret your own tongue when you pray it out. But it is a constant 100% that you have a witness on the inside of you. And that witness is working while you're sleeping. That witness is working up while you're just waking up and you don't feel like dealing with life. That witness is working while you're at work. That witness is working while you're at lunch. That witness is working while some boss is yapping in your ear. That witness is working while you're driving home and stuck on Highway 72. And can't anybody just move a little quicker? I mean, whatever is going on in your life, the witness is always working. But you need to be assured of that. What is that witness? Can I identify it? Well, how many of you know you're born again? Where do you know you're born again? Yes, because you love the brethren, but you just know. Where do you know? Do you know in your head? No. You know on the inside in your spirit. Right? What does 1 John 5 and 10 say? He that believes on the Son of God has a witness. I know some of you heard this, but I'm going to go over it again and again because it's important right now. And if this saves one person's life in this room, or causes one person to be in a good relationship, or causes one person to get their dream job, or whatever, or causes you to be in the right place at the right time, then it's worth it. And the rest of us will say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. Where is he that believes on the Son of God has a what?
Witness.
A witness. Everybody say, I have a witness. What does that witness do? He that believes on the, what does that witness do? That witness, Romans 8 and 14 says the Spirit itself or himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. What does that mean? That means there's a knowing in there all the time. Where do you know you're born again? Is your salvation know so? Do you know so? If someone were to ask you, are you going to heaven when you die? And you say what? Yeah. Why can you say yes? Because you know so. If someone says, I don't know, what do we know about them? They're not born again. Because salvation is know so. Where do you know so? You know so in here. That's the same know so you find whether you should get on 565 or stay off 565. That's the same no-so that you should know where to go. That's not even just some protection. I mean, there's a lie going around that I like to shop. I do not like to shop. I like to buy. I hate shopping. I like to buy. And I like to buy for me. And I don't want to spend days looking for something. So you might find me strange, but if I find something I like, I'll check on the inside, because I also don't like to pay more than I should have to pay. But I don't got hours to run around looking at stuff. So I, oh, come on, y'all remember those days? If some of you still do it. Well, the first store you went and they had it, and then you looked at the 10 other stores and it was a dollar cheaper. And so you went back to the first, you just wasted a whole day. I just got it. Hallelujah. Because on the inside, I knew that this was the best deal I was going to get, or that I was going to waste my time and it was only a dollar more. And are you with me? Come on, I don't want you just to do this for the big stuff in life. I want you to do this for life. Because if you'll do this for the little, oh, God doesn't care whether you save a dollar or not. You check it out and see. Because he'll train you on the small stuff so you won't miss the big stuff. He will. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, I thought maybe I might have to help somebody today. I tell this account all the time where God, what you think is insignificant that God doesn't care about, he does care about. And he will use stuff like that to make you bolder on the big stuff. I was getting ready to go on a missions trip, and I like a particular shoe because they're easy to walk through the airport. They look cool, and that has to happen. And number three, they're slip-ons, and so on a long trip, you can take them off. And so mine were looking pretty raggedy. And I didn't have time to get it because I was busy. And I was like, oh, Lord, doggone it. I didn't get that ordered. And I had this sense, not a voice. I had a sense that he said to me, there's a pair at Kohl's. And so that's close. And me and Kohl's, we're buddies. So I know everything at Kohl's. I know where it's at. It's a run in, run out. This is gonna be. And so I go in, and it's a particular shoe, and it has to be my size. And so I look in the normal place, and there's not there. My first thought is, oh, I missed it. And then I was turning around to leave, so I go home and cry. Nah, I could have missed it. Maybe that was that pizza. I don't know what that was, but I don't know. I don't know, but I don't get upset about it. I've been doing this a long time. And then as I was turning around to leave, the Lord said, look in the sale rack. The Lord talks to you. I mean, I heard a voice. I just had a knowing. Sale rack. So I walked over there, and there they were. One pair, the style, the color, my size. And so that's not for you to get excited about. That is for you to say, if he'll do that for, well, he's a preacher. No, he's going on a missions trip. It was holy. No, it's my life. And he cares about every part of my life, and he cares about every part of your life. So, well, I think that's insignificant. Yeah, but that same spirit also has spared my life. That same unction that told me that there was something at Kohl's that I wanted also can keep me in the right place at the right time. If you, listen, I know God will help you no matter what, but if you're not used to listening to him daily, you can't suddenly turn it on for the big stuff. And some of you, we just got to, don't get lazy in this. Don't get lazy in this. Don't get lazy. I don't care if you're a teenager or you've been doing this a long time. You're just hearing this for the first time, or you've heard this in this church 100 times. If you can teach it yourself, we need to stay. We need to stay just alert. You know, Jesus was led this way. Mark chapter 2, verse 8. Let's look at that. Mark chapter 2, verse 8. It said, immediately when Jesus perceived, everybody say perceived. What is a perception? I'm going to go over it again. Perception is a knowing not based on outward circumstances or facts. Perception is a knowing not based on outward circumstances or facts. And really, your perception, your perceiving, is how you make decisions in life daily. Perceptions, those inward knowings. Well, Pastor Mark, aren't you afraid that some people are going to take this to an extreme? Take this to an extreme. I'm not telling you that to stand at your closet and wait for the perception of what color to wear, or perceive what you should eat for breakfast. But if you'll live your life For instance, we go out to eat a lot because of our schedule. But there have been days that we've perceived where to be. But we don't every day pray, Shandalara Basata, where do we go to lunch today, Jesus? We go where we are hungry, what we're hungry for. Maybe sometimes I do need to pray a little harder, but anyway, salad. Anyway, no meat. But a lot of times, but if we just go where we want, but sometimes we'll get an unction to go somewhere and then we'll run into somebody. We'll end up ministering to somebody. We'll end up helping somebody. Maybe just there for the waiter or the waitress that day to encourage them. You know, a lot of times when it comes to leading, do y'all remember when King David was anointed to be king? Remember Jesse brought out all the good brothers first? And even the prophets like, he's real good looking. I'll bet he's the king. No, a lot of times, even in the leadings of the Holy Ghost, it's a process of elimination. This is not it. This is not it. This is not it. And a lot of times in daily living, if you'll just do what you do, your routine, whatever, and you're attuned to the Spirit of God, if he ever needs to change something, then he'll let you know. You have to have enough confidence that if something's up, as you practice living this, that if something's wrong, that because I have seen people as, well, Lord, you got to talk to me today. You got to talk to me today. Well, if you just go on with your day, knowing that if something's wrong, he will talk to you. Or if you need to do something different, he'll let, and when I say talk, I mean, he'll let you know. John 16:13 says what? Howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, he'll guide you into all truth. What? Then it goes on to say, he'll not speak of himself, but he speaks, right? For he not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that he speaks, and he will show, disclose, declare, and transmit things to come. If you, in other words, he'll show you the future. How does he do it? He speaks. How does he speak? He speaks to your heart. It's not always an audible voice. I think sometimes when it comes to the big things, we're waiting for this big moment where God talks to us. But Peter was up on a rooftop and had a vision about really the Gentiles coming to the church. And he had this open vision. I mean, he's seeing things, and the Lord's telling him to, you know, rise, kill, and eat. And he's having this communication during this vision. And then the vision is over, and the Holy Ghost spoke to him on the inside and said, there's three men that seek thee. Go with them, doubting nothing. Well, why didn't the Lord just tell him that when he was having an open vision? Well, you're not the Lord. And you've got to be ready, and somebody needs to hear me. You want a big knowing, but your inward knowing is as good or not better than a big knowing. Just don't override it. And what do? If you're working on a knowing, this is what I do. When I get a knowing, I tell you all the time, this is what I do. I begin to confess the scripture. How does faith come? Faith comes by and hearing by the. Now, a lot of times in this area, I'm going to remind you one more time. How many of you know that I, like the Apostle Paul and many in this room, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. And in 1 Corinthians 14:2, it says, when you pray in tongues, you pray out mysteries. But listen to me. If you don't have faith that you can be led by the unction, that you can follow the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues 5 hours a day is not going to fix that. Jude 20 says you build upon your most holy faith. Praying in tongues won't give you faith. If you don't think you can hear from God, praying in tongues is not going to fix that. Because that's really in our circles the first thing somebody will do. Well, I got a big decision to make. Well, just pray in tongues, brother, until you know. Well, you can pray in tongues until you glow like a light bulb. But if you don't believe you can hear from God, it's not going to change that fact. Faith comes by hearing. So what is it? John chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. Everybody say it with me. Say, I am his sheep.
I am his sheep.
I know his voice. Now, the other thing people will tell you is you got to learn the voice of God. Wrong. Because, see, if you're convinced you have to learn the voice of God, you'll be learning it forever. That's not what the scripture says. The scripture says you know the voice of God. Now, people preach that all the time, and don't get it up, even if it ever comes across from here, from a guest minister, don't wave your hands at them. They can tell when you're there saying something that you don't believe, because they get, what was that? I remember one guy one time said that you can't have faith for the weather, and everybody in the room just shut down on him. And they had to get off of that really quick. Because you can't have faith for the weather. But listen, what I'm telling you is this, that it's when it comes to you believing for hearing, it's not something that's learned, it's something that you know. Because you know, everybody say, I know the voice of the Good Shepherd. Where is that voice? It's in you. And it's not always a voice, it's a perception, it's a knowing. Remember Paul on the ship, he perceived in his heart. He knew in his heart that this voyage would be with much damage, and even they could all lose their life. He knew that. The Lord showed him that, even though knowing that there was nothing at that time Paul could do about it. There's sometimes, listen to me, somebody in the room, there's sometimes the Holy Ghost will show you things about your company that's not your company. In other words, you work there, or about your boss. There's a lot of times he'll show you things or you'll know things that it seems as though there's nothing you could do. What do? You pray. You believe God. You keep following him to see if there's anything you need to do with it besides knowing. But a lot of times the Lord will just let you know. He'll just let you know. Now, in this case, Paul was able to turn it around. He felt led, and he told the centurion. He told them why. Well, he must have felt led to do that. And later, that came in real handy. And it was able to save everybody's life. Are you with me? Everybody say, I know his voice. Are you of the truth? Then you hear his voice. Romans 8:16 says what? It says that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Everybody say, I'm a child of God, and I'm led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what I encourage you to do? Well, I do encourage you to continue to build up your faith. I encourage you, and if you came to church with somebody today, I encourage you to talk about this message on the way home and talk about it for a couple days. If you're married, I encourage you to talk to your spouse and encourage them. We live in our life by being led. If you have children, teach them how to be led. If I want you to keep it in front of you for 2 or 3 days, especially. I want you to mull over it. I want you to meditate on it. I want you to think about it. Pastor Mark, do you think something's about to happen? No, I'm just thinking that this is the way God needs us to live right now. And really, even the things of double jubilee, he could have something ready to happen, but if you're not being led, then you could miss a divine appointment, a divine relationship, a divine, whatever. And so it's just a matter of constantly, continually having faith that you are led by the Spirit of God. You know his voice. And yes, it can keep you out of danger. Yes, it will keep you out of trouble. And how to make sure that you are working correctly with the Holy Ghost is if something comes up in your heart, take the word to it. Because a lot of people ask me, well, I just get confused. Is that me or is that God? Is that me or was that God? Well, take a scripture to it. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that it's the word that's sharper than any two-edged sword that divides between soul, which is where you make your decisions, your mind, your will, and your emotion, and the Spirit of God, which has the intents of your heart. It'll divide between your thoughts, which come out of your soul, or the intents of your heart, which are coming from the Lord. So are you with me? I want to make sure that that we have this. And like I said, I just wanted to teach you a Bible lesson today. I wanted to encourage you. If you are doing this, Just get in there and keep doing it. If you've kind of let this go a little bit, I need you to pick it up. If this is the first time that you've ever heard of this, I want you to get in there and study. I want you to see the Word of God. Look at those scriptures about perception, about being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Everybody say, I am His sheep. I know His voice. Say, I know His voice. I say, I'm a child of God, and I'm led by the Spirit of God.
We hope you were inspired by today's message. If you want to hear more from the Word of God, head over to cwol.org, check us out on YouTube or any social platform under @CWalMadison. We believe God is working within you, and we want you to know Him so you too can make Him known.